At one point, Burr eyeballed my grey sport coat, which I felt quite confident of. He couldn't see the ink stains on the inside pocket. "We cannot sell your jacket anywhere," he volunteered cheerfully. "No one in the world wants to buy it." Burr said he would actually have to pay someone to take my unfashionable garment away. "But they buy used underwear." I was miffed. "That's clean, used underwear," Burr said. "People don't normally donate dirty clothes." "He gets more clothing these days than he can handle, mostly from Germany, which collects 75% of its discards. Town governments have gotten into the act. He can't find enough skilled workers." At the T-shirt grading station, I noticed an older man. "That's my dad," Burr explained. Marinus, the retired CEO, still pitches in. He loves the work. The Burr's biggest worry is how clothing is changing. Right now, the company is able to resell 60% of what it collects. Clothes that are kept in service and worn again are better for the planet. The material and energy that went into making them don't have to be replaced. And also for Burr. "It's what's financing this whole business," he said.